Dear friends of Following Padraig Pio, in our story today, we're going to look at how a case of cancer disappeared instantly. Hello, friends of Following Padraig Pio. I am Edward Urban, and on our channel, we present a series of short stories on the absolutely incredible life of Padraig Pio, the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker, whose intercession is still so powerful today. So if you or a friend or a loved one is in need of Padraig Pio's help or intercession, then do stay tuned to the channel. We hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padraig Pio can do for you. And continuing with our story, it was this lady, Maria Giuliani Cosi. She was a domestic cleaner, cleaning houses in Florence. And then one day in the spring of 1919, when she was just 56 years of age, her tongue began to ache. A little later on, this is in August, she told her employer that she was infected with a severe fungus. But it just seemed to continue to get worse and worse, and she reached a point where it was so painful she was unable to chew. So now she had to go to hospital, and then hospital in Florence, she was examined. The doctors diagnosed tongue cancer. It was their diagnosis. And part of the tongue, they said, would have to be surgically removed. The doctors told Maria that it would be a relatively simple procedure and then she would be cured. But they told her employer a different story, that in fact there was little chance of stopping the cancer from spreading. The operation was scheduled for the 21st of August 1919 in the Santa Maria Novella Hospital. And before this, Baldrini, who was her employer, gave her a picture of Padraig Pio and encouraged her to pray to God that the Capuchin monk's prayers would be heard and that she could be cured. And then before she went into the surgery, she had to get several teeth removed or some work done on the teeth. And the dentist who examined Maria's mouth, he was surprised because the tongue, he said, was completely healthy. Then later on, when the surgeon who was supposed to perform the operation examined her mouth, he found no evidence of cancer or any other disease. And as I said earlier, it was their diagnosis, so he cancelled the operation and he discharged Maria. Well, a year later, Maria, being in good health, she gave her picture away to a friend who was sick. And she said when she gave the picture, there was a very sweet smell. But thereafter, Maria Cosi felt the cancer returning, so she asked her friend for the picture back. And she said thereafter, she felt better again. Well, 3 years later, Baldrini wrote to the Santa Maria Novella Hospital and asked them for the medical records of Maria Cosi. But they were declined on the basis that it was a private matter, so they could not release them. Then Baldrini contacted the doctors who had been involved in the case. She wanted to find out more. However, the doctor insisted, "This isn't a miracle. It's not unusual," he said, "for an apparent cancer to suddenly disappear." As we said earlier, this cancer was actually their diagnosis. To which Baldrini replied, "I may not know anything about medicine, but I do know that not even a swollen boil will disappear instantly." This was meant to be much worse, a cancer. Now, apparently, Maria Cosi continued with good health, living for another 10 years after this healing. If you are new to our channel, then please do like our videos, share our videos with your friends, and also subscribe to our channel. Click that reminder bell so that you'll receive our future videos too. And we would like it if you would continue watching these other videos, the most popular videos, and also videos selected specially for you.